This is Lesford's Rabbits, a short story written by D.H. Lawrence and read for you by Paul Metcalf.
Lesford's Rabbits. On Tuesday mornings, I have to be at school at 8:30 to administer the free breakfasts. Dinners are given in the canteen in one of the mean streets where the children feed in a church mission room, appropriately adorned by Sunday school cartoons, showing the blessing of the little ones and the feeding of the 5,000. We serve breakfasts, however, in school in the woodwork room high up under the roof. Tuesday morning sees me rushing up the 6 short flights of stone stairs at 9:25. It's my disposition to be late. I generally find a little crowd of children waiting in the art room, so-called because it's surrounded with a strip of blackboard too high for the tallest boy to reach, which is a sort of anteroom to the workshop where breakfast is being prepared. I hasten through the little throng to see if things are ready. There are 2 big girls putting out the basins, and another one looking in the pan to see if the milk is boiling. The room is warm and seems more comfortable because the windows are high up under the beams of the slanting roof, and the walls are all panelled with ruddy gold varnished wood. The workbench is in the form of 3 sides of a square, or of an oblong, as the dining tables of the ancients used to be, I believe. At one of the extremities are the 3 vices, and at the other the great tin pan, like a fish kettle standing on a gas ring. When the boys' basins are placed along the outer edge of the bench, the girls on the inner, and the infants on the lockers against the wall, we are ready. I look at the 2 rows of assorted basins and think of the 3 bears. Then I admit the 30, who bundle to their places and stand in position, girls on the inside facing boys on the outside. And
sample complete. Ready to continue?